AP Sports, I'm Dave Ferry. We lead with college football, where one team blew a shot at a CFP first round bye, and another may have damaged his chances for a playoff berth. Michigan knocked CFP number 2 Ohio State out of the Big Ten championship game by defeating the Buckeyes 13-10 in Columbus. Donna McZavada drilled a 21-yard field goal with 45 seconds left to send the Wolverines to their fourth straight win over the Buckeyes.
Come to Michigan to play this game, so... It's the biggest one of the year. It's the one that everyone looks forward to. And to be able to come in here and take the win is an amazing feeling.
Kaleo Mullings ran for 116 yards and a touchdown, and his 27-yard gain set up the winning kick. Jaden Fielding missed 2 field goals for Ohio State, and Will Howard was just 19 of 33 for 175 yards, 1 TD, and 2 interceptions as the Buckeyes dropped to 10-2. Syracuse altered the matchup for the ACC championship. Correspondent Jane Ferry reports.
Miami's 42-35 loss to Syracuse knocks the Hurricanes out of the ACC title game and puts Clemson in the conference showdown against SMU. The Orange wasted a 7-point lead in the fourth quarter before LaQuinn Allen scored on a 3-yard run with 9:16 remaining. Allen also got Syracuse back in the game, running for a TD in the second quarter to cut into Miami's 21-0 lead.
Why not, you know, make big plays, you know, for my teammates and fans so, you know, we can get that momentum back. Why not?
Kyle McCord threw for 380 yards and 3 touchdowns in the upset.
This win just kind of shows that Syracuse is for real. And so to be a part of that team that turned things around and, you know, got things going in the right direction, I think that's, you know, that's going to last forever.
Ohio State's loss was great news for Penn State. Correspondent Craig Heist tells us why.
Penn State fell behind 7-0 and then scored 44 unanswered points and beat Maryland 44-7. The fourth-ranked Nittany Lions will play number 1 Oregon for the Big Ten Championship next weekend in Indianapolis. Drew Aller threw for a touchdown and ran for another. Tyler Warren caught a touchdown and set a new program record for receptions by tight ends with 130. The Nittany Lions are now 11-1 and finished the regular season 8-1 in the conference for head coach James Franklin.
It's hard to win consistently. And the fact that our guys were able to find a way to win 11 times this season during the regular season, I'm proud of them.
Geffen Coolbaugh followed the Texas A&M matchup.
CFP number 3 Texas is headed to the Southeastern Conference Championship game in its first season in the conference after beating rival Texas A&M 17-7. Longhorns coach Steve Sarkisian.
This is where we wanted to be. We knew when we had the slip up earlier in the season that we'd have to win out to get back to a championship game, and we've earned that right.
Quinn Ewers passed for 218 yards and the eventual game-winning score on a 7-yard touchdown to Jaden Blue with 8:19 left before halftime.
Oregon kept its perfect season alive, as Bruce Morton reports.
Oregon made history when it blew out arch-rival Washington 49-21. For the CFP number 1 Ducks, the victory capped their first 12-0 season since 2010. Their coach is Dan Lanning.
I think everybody can recognize college football is hard, right? It's tough to be consistent and to be resilient and consistent and win some tight games and have some battles throughout there. I think that really shows some of the character of our team.
Oregon also became the first team in the Big Ten to go undefeated and untied in its initial year in the conference. Dylan Gabriel threw for 2 touchdowns, and Jordan James ran for 2 more.
In other games with CFP implications, South Carolina knocked off CFP number 12 Clemson 17-14 on Lenora Sellers' 20-yard touchdown run with 68 seconds left. Riley Leonard passed for 2 touchdowns and ran for another before CFP number 5 Notre Dame used a pair of pick sixes to beat Southern Cal 49-35. CFP number 7 Tennessee fell behind 14-0 early before Nika Iamaliava threw for 4 touchdowns to send the Vols past Vanderbilt 36-23. CFP number 9 SMU crushed Cal 38-6 as Kevin Jennings threw for 225 yards and 2 scores. Curtis Rourke tied a school record with 6 touchdown passes as CFP number 10 Indiana handed Purdue its worst loss in the 125-game series, 66-0. Jalen Milroe accounted for 360 yards of total offense and 3 rushing touchdowns as CFP number 13 Alabama won the Iron Bowl 28-14 versus Auburn. Coming up next, hoops and hockey. NBA. The Suns built a 17-point halftime lead and handed the Warriors their fourth consecutive loss, 113-105. Phoenix had 4 players with at least 17 points, led by Devin Booker's 27 with 9 assists.
It was hopping around. Kay, myself, Tyus, just, you know, drawing a lot of attention and making the right play, trusting the pass, and, you know, the other guys making them pay also.
Kevin Durant provided 21 points and 10 rebounds. Tyus Jones had 19 points on 7 of 9 shooting. And Grayson Allen added 17 points. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Bucks picked up their sixth straight win, 124-114 over the Wizards. The Mavericks knocked off the Jazz, 106-94. The Hawks beat the Hornets, 107-104. And it was the 76ers, 111 Pistons, 96. College hoops in top-ranked Kansas is 7-0 following an 86-61 rout of Furman. K.J. Adams matched his career high with 22 points. In other top 10 action, number 2 UConn bounced back from a poor performance at the Maui Invitational by whipping Maryland Eastern Shore 99-45. Sixth-ranked Houston sputtered in a 73-70 loss to San Diego State. Number 9 Alabama was beaten by Oregon 93-91 on a putback by Nate Biddle with 4.4 seconds left. And number 10 Marquette hammered Western Carolina 94-62. NHL, the Panthers have completed a very successful Thanksgiving weekend. Correspondent Jane Ferry reports.
Spencer Knight handled 20 shots and 6 different Panthers scored goals in a 6-0 pounding of the Hurricanes.
I just try to do my best for them. And I go out there and I try to honestly save pucks for them. I don't really care about individual stats. I just want to win the game.
The game was scoreless until Aaron Ekblad netted an unassisted goal 6:42 into the second period.
It took us a bit to get to our game, but I think, you know, something that we do really well is that we just try to get to that game, and, you know, we're not trying to win the game in the first.
Mackie Samuskevich, Alexander Barkov, and Evan Rodriguez added power play goals for Florida, which swept the home-and-home weekend series.
Checking out the rest of the Ice Warriors, the Rangers beat the Canadiens 4-3. The Kings down the Senators 5-2. The Flyers topped the Blues 3-2 in overtime. The Penguins thumped the Flames 6-2. The Capitals outscored the Devils 6-5. The Maple Leafs got past the Lightning 5-3. The Islanders were 3-0 winners against the Sabres. The Wild beat the Predators in overtime 3-2. The Sharks 4-2 over the Kraken. The Oilers took a 4-1 decision against the Avalanche, and Utah rolled the Golden Knights 6-0. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.